And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Welcome. Let's begin today's program. People's lives get all messed up. And I know some people, on the surface, act like everything's wonderful, but underneath, they're not happy. Who was it? It was Henry David Thoreau, the famous American author, who wrote Walden Pond. And he said most people live lives of quiet desperation. So what has gone wrong? I want to talk about that today. I've been around for 27 years. I have a lot of resources. So listen up, if you would, please, if this is the first time you've heard me. Because not only do I, bring a little breath of fresh air, but I have some resources that can help you. See, what you need to do is wake up to see the real nature of your problem. See, well, what is most people's problem? Well, first of all, the food they eat. The processed food, the sugar, the artificial sweetener like aspartame, the type of food they eat, you know, genetically modified food and covered with pesticides and, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's something wrong with the food. And you look at people, you can see there's something wrong with the food. So that's one problem. And they've developed a lot of issues, health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, a lot of issues. But these issues didn't happen overnight. No, they came about over a long period of time, usually. And so there's that. And then there's a general state of anxiety, a state of unhappiness, a state of something not quite right in their lives. Something's not working out. So there's all of that. Now, those issues, people tend to struggle with. But you see, that's the old human dilemma. We try to deal with symptoms. We're always trying to get symptom relief. And so people smoke marijuana, they take drugs, they drink alcohol, they distract themselves with endless texting and emails, and some people bury themselves in work. Other people submerge themselves in gaming, video gaming. Some people in gambling, playing the lottery, or sports, shopping. See, endless. And then you can escape into problems. When your problems get big enough, then you escape into them. You go floating. See, first you float away with your daydreams. Oh, yes, float away with your daydreams of being great and glorious and having people respect you and admire you and worship you and all the daydreams, you know, that we have of romance and revenge. Daydreams of romance and revenge. So you float away with those, but before long you're floating downstream heading toward the rapids. And then you find out that you are not the master of your thoughts. You find out your thoughts are the master of you. And so you lose control of them, see? And then they become nightmares and daymares. But then after having been lost in all of those, see, when you went out in life and failed, you failed with your partner, you failed with your kids, you said the wrong thing, you did the wrong thing. See, you became angry when you could have been patient. You became resentful when, see, you could have remained patient, and so on. So you made mistakes. See, you hated people, resented them, and were jealous of them, and blamed them, and all of that. Well, then you kept escaping into your thoughts to escape from seeing you're wrong for blaming and hating other people, for one thing. But then, you see, while you're living in your daydream world, and while you're living in your nightmare and daymare world, your life is deteriorating. See? And while you're escaping into all those things, they become your master. Soon marijuana is your master, and games are your master, and sports is your master, and shopping is your master, and bills are your master. Everything is your master. See? completely dependent and completely enslaved. So you've got to find your freedom again. You've got to find your freedom so you can become like you were when you were a little child. Free, a carefree spirit. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about how life goes wrong. How we start off young when we're little tiny children and full of life and full of zest and carefree spirits. Every day is a day of adventure and discovery. And as years go by, we find ourselves increasingly enslaved and enslaved, and eventually we drag ourselves around. Something has gone wrong. So I began to say that people think they're, see, so you end up with these problems and their symptoms, health problems, relationship problems, financial problems, all kinds of problems and issues, okay? So you have those, and then you struggle with those, but you see the struggle only involves you more deeply. Can't you see that? The struggle involves you more deeply in them, okay? So the answer, first of all, is to learn how to stand back and look at your issues objectively without losing yourself in them and without struggling with them, without throwing in the towel and giving up and floating away with them and resigning yourself to whatever they have in mind for you, those problems, without giving up on the one hand, but without struggling resentfully with them on the other hand. There has to be a way of looking at them in such a way that you're looking at solutions instead of problems. See, there has to be a way of not being lost in them. Okay? Well, so that's what my meditation will help you do. That's why I have the meditation, to help people to take a mental step back and look at things in the light of reality. Okay? You know how it is when you're having a real bad nightmare and then you wake up. You wake up and you see that it was only a deep dream. So it's not so bad, okay? Well, this nightmare existence of yours, well, yes, it's come to reality, but only because you've been either hiding in your texting and shopping and studying and everything else that you're hiding in and immersing yourself in, either that and your drugs and marijuana and everything, either that or you've been struggling with everything. And you only make it stronger. So the answer is to take a step back and see that these issues, these symptoms, they're symptoms of a cause. See, a deeper cause. There's something that started all of these. Okay? And if you could see what that is, because you see what happens now. If the cause is still there, then you deal with the symptoms and you get rid of them. But then it comes back again, maybe in a different form, but it comes back because the cause is still there. You have to get right to the root of what the problem is, okay? So your food issues, your health issues, your relationship issues, your financial issues, see, you have to find a way of okay, so there they are. Don't resent them, okay? So would you like to learn to be able to take a step back and look at them objectively? I want to keep this very simple. I was going to go into a very deep metaphysical topic, but I want to keep this simple. You know how when you're at work and a customer brings an issue, let's say you're at work, a customer brings an issue, or customers bring issues, you know how you're able to look at them, your clients or your customers' issues? You're able to look at them with some objectivity, so with reason and detachment. Very easy for you to rationally and reasonably and with common sense and sometimes mastery deal with their problems. But how about with your own? See, it's a totally different thing. See, so maybe at work you handle all the customers' problems beautifully, but then when you get home, there's your husband or your wife or your partner or your kids, and then you make a mess out of things. Now, why is that? Well, it's because your ego gets involved. See, you rush in, try to make something happen, try to change people, try to manipulate things, and it backfires. And then you feel guilty because you've been manipulative and resentful. And then you escape into thoughts, and then you try extra hard to make up for the mess you made, and then it gets even worse. So what you have to do is to find the objectivity that you once had, that you have at work. Find it for your own issues. But even better than that, even better than your work objectivity, is to be able to stand back, take a mental step back, and see things in the light of truth, in the light of intuition. And all of a sudden, you become solution-oriented instead of problem-oriented. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, I do have a wonderful program. It's a little different. It's a different kind of a program. See, what you need, you don't need canned answers and memorized answers and trite positive thinking answers and things that have been said and written by others because they're secondhand. See, what you need is living knowledge. What you need is living insight. See, that's what you need, is knowledge come alive. Remember, Christ said, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And somewhere else Christ said, my words have life. So what you need is living knowledge. Okay? In the Bible, it talks about the Word made flesh. See, those are not idle words. There's much more to them than you realize. But you need, you've been coming from the wrong place. See, let me see if I can explain this in very simple terms. I've been writing about this. I'm working on a new book. I've got 19 books. I'm working on my 20th. See, what's happened is that you have become an extension of what is wrong in other people. Beginning with your parents. Okay, your parents who Well, they had feet of clay. Maybe they did the best they could, but it wasn't good enough. Something was missing. Something was lacking. They didn't have living knowledge. Well, all they had was what they had heard, what somebody said, what some expert said, or what... See, that's all they had. Plus, they were angry. See, someone had already gotten to them and upset them and messed with them. And so they were angry. And your mom was angry at your dad, and your dad was angry at injustice at work. And so they made mistakes. Okay? And then you reacted to their error. See? You couldn't help it. You were just a little child, just a little ego like everyone else. You couldn't help it. You're born as a little ego, a little fallen creature. See, we're not risen apes. We're fallen beings. But I'm sure you can see that. When you were a little child, you sensed that. You sensed that your mom should have been a princess and your dad a prince. Okay, that's what you thought of them. Perhaps when you were a little tiny child, but then later you discovered that they weren't. And maybe there was something operating through them. You saw something in your mom, something angry, something vicious, something cruel, something manipulative, something sneaky. Or in your dad or in other people, you saw it when you were a little tiny child. But you reacted to that. You reacted to the wrong in them. So we just want to keep this very simple. You reacted to the wrong in others, to their injustice, to their cruelty, to their neglect, to their lack of love and understanding, to their tease, to their pressures. You reacted. But then you became an extension of what was wrong in them. Can you see that? So your reaction was a result of what was wrong in them as you reacted to it. And now you had the monkey on your back, see? If nothing else, you had upset, anger, resentment, which is bad enough. That's bad enough. And then as they continued with their failing, okay, then you reacted again and again. And you went out in the world looking for love and reacted. And then you were cheated and you reacted and something was stolen from you and you reacted and teachers were unfair and you reacted and people pressured you and you reacted. Well, as you react, you became a total extension of the world. That's what you were, a total, complete extension of the world. Okay? So you either hated the world and rebelled against it, or you became just like it. It gets into you. Can you see how when you react to someone's unfairness, and then after that, every time you see them, you're upset, and you're angry, and you resent, and you remember what happened, and so forth. If nothing else, you have a memory, and an emotion, and a conditioning, see? But more than that, something of the world gets inside through your reactions. What was wrong in them? What had gotten into them when they reacted? See, what had gotten into them, now it gets into you. And so now, perhaps you are getting a little hint of what might be wrong. If your life is not working out, things always go wrong. And you're not happy, and something is there. See, there's something, a spirit of something that's not good has subtly entered your life. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? and how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Roland, and I say to you that life could be sweet and life could be good if you could learn to stop reacting to other people and also stop reacting to the wrong that is now in you and to your own emotions and mistakes. If you could just stand back and stop reacting to all of it. Remember Christ said he told us to be in the world but not of the world. We're to be in the world but not of the world. Now do you understand? When you react, when you become angry, resentful, jealous, when you get your feelings hurt, when you blame, see, when you want to get even, when you want to prove something to them, etc., etc., etc. Do you see how you become of the world? So now you must be in the world but not of the world. How do you do that? Well, you have to learn to stand back. So you're not going to change the world. People have feet of clay all around you, are imperfect people. And because they reacted just as you have, see, now don't hate them anymore. Don't resent your parents. See, when you were a little child, maybe you're a teenager, you blamed them, you resented them because you expected much more from them. But now you can see that what happened to them. Now that you're walking in their shoes, now that you're reactive and resentful and things aren't working out, maybe now you can see how they felt. So don't resent them. Don't hate them. It's that simple. See, forgive them, in other words. Okay? So that's what happened. But it gets into you. But now the world is in you. Something of the world. Let's call it the spirit of the world. Whatever that is, it's a spirit of pressure, the spirit of some kind of pressure, some kind of challenge and tease. And it's an intimidation, a spirit of intimidation, see? And there's no love in it. It's just all challenge and tease, and it's loveless, okay? It gets into people, and then it broods over them. It's like a dark shadow, see? And suddenly it, in them, see, maybe your mom didn't want to yell and scream, but she couldn't help herself. It was it in her that was yelling, and see? Maybe your dad, he wanted to be there for you. He wanted to be patient and understanding and be there, but something inside wouldn't let him. See, it had gotten into him. So now you just have to see that that's the case and forgive them. But now you can see that it's this cruel, loveless thing that always misleads. It's always misleading you and fooling you and tricking you, see, and distracting you with endless distraction, see. Never gives you a moment's peace. So what you need to be able to do is to stand back from all of it, all of it. All of the mistakes from your past and the people that hurt you and the tricky images in your imagination and all, you need to be able to stand back from all of them. Okay? Get a little objectivity. Now, there's nothing better than the meditation. The little meditation that I have shows you how to sit still and become centered. Become centered. Instead of floating away with, see, the daydreams and floating away with worries and doubts and fears. And instead of endlessly reacting, to have a little distance, a little detachment, see? So the Buddhists very properly talk about detachment. We all sense that that's a good idea, and Christ said to be in the world but not of the world. But see, that detachment has to have an attachment to what you know in your heart. See, because good. So now if you can see that evil in the world, the bad in the world, it comes through people. See, that's where it comes. It operates through people. ambitious people, see, resentful people, unaware people. They don't even know, they don't even realize that it's operating through them. But it comes through them, and it came from others and from others all the way back to the very, to the original scene in the garden when it got inside of Adam and Eve. So now you must see that. But now you must stand back from it and then attach to the good that comes from God, to patience and understanding and wisdom and kindness and courage and all the beautiful things that you loved when you were a little tiny child. So now attach to them, okay? And then you'll be coming from the good. Then you will be flowing from the good instead of becoming an extension of the bad. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit sheddingshackles.com. Today's program was Divine Simplicity. It was beautiful and deep, and yet simple at the same time. So you have to see that life is simple and supposed to become simpler, not more complicated. So get the meditation. I have a free version. If you'd like to try the free version, go to sheddingshackles.com. And I also have a lot of video lectures on YouTube. You might enjoy those and perhaps preview my books. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.